Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Listening to the Bournemouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, didn't we just catch the drop then? And you, as you catch this show every week, you can be part of it. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Your Cherries takeover begins now, and we have got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. And there is so much to talk about on the Bournemouth Fan Show. Now, obviously, we are going to be looking at that result with Liverpool on the weekend. We're also going to be talking about what's going on as they are in the thick of things in that relegation race. It is all or nothing in this battle towards the end of the season. Points at a premium. And I'm delighted to say, joining me now is Mr. Bournemouth, our co-host every week. It is the wonderful Alex Deutsch. Alex, really good to get you on. Watch the game on the weekend. It was the early kickoff. I was thinking, this is going to be a very good Monday night show. 1-0 up, it was feeling good. It just didn't end the way that we wanted.
It didn't, and it could have been so. It could have been so different, couldn't it? If it wasn't for the acrobatic responses of James Milner, we could be having a very different conversation. But again, every time I'm talking to you, every week I'm saying the same thing: is that the performances have improved so markedly from when we first started the show that I can't really come onto this show and be anything other than upbeat, to be honest with you, or optimistic. Because, you know, I think Liverpool are potentially, I know they're going through a bit of a difficult stage at the moment, which is remarkable, really, when you think about it. They are one of the best teams I think the Premier League has ever seen. Mm. And we gave it to them. We did, you know, but for Nathan Ake potentially putting it one side of the keeper or the other side, and or James Milner not being, I don't know how he got his body into that position to clear off the line, but yeah, it's really fine margins. And you know, if we were losing these games and playing badly, then I think I'd be a lot more depressed about the whole situation. But we're not. We are performing. We are starting to click, and I think there's a lot to be positive about, particularly after seeing Villa's result tonight.
Yeah, a quite incredible goal line clearance from James Milner at the age of 75. We're actually doing the James Milner Fan Show on Love Sport Radio just after this one, Alex, because it was a wonderful clearance. But you mentioned it then, and you are worried, Alex, and you shouldn't be concerned, saying you don't want to come on sounding like a broken record every week, saying we will be okay, sounding positive. But you mentioned Aston Villa there, and the whole host of fan shows that we do on Love Sport Radio, you are sounding the most positive. And Alex, believe you me, I'd rather sound positive about my team in this fight rather than be Aston Villa right now after a 4-0 hammering and wondering where those next points and goals even are coming from.
I think it can, quite honestly, I think people don't recognise the impact fans have generally in their sort of demeanour and how they sort of react to games. And I think if we go to the game on Saturday, which is a massive game against Palace, if we go there downtrodden and you know, downbeat and pessimistic, it does transfer into the players. But the players have given us reasons to believe that if we play like we have done the last few weeks, there is no reason why we can't win against Palace. There's no reason why we can't string a couple of results together and kick on. And I think it's going to be one result that will really see us kick on. But again, it is just the way they're playing, and the fact that we are creating chances again, and creating chances against arguably one of the best centre backs on the planet, can only be a boost to the players. And it was two mistakes ultimately that led to their goals. Two mistakes that the players will be disappointed with. But you have to focus on the positives of the game. And if we do, and if the players do, and I see no reason why we can't drag ourselves out of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the positives. Obviously, one being that goal, the movement, the fluidity, you know, attacking, pouring forward, and actually making the most of that opportunity when it presented itself. And it presented itself in a way of obviously Wilson giving Gomez a little bit of a nudge. This is for a physical sport, though. There is contact in this sport. Klopp wasn't happy, a few fans weren't happy, but I've got to be honest, and not just because we're on the Bournemouth fan show, that's not a foul for me, Alex. What did you make of it?
I think if it goes against us, I'm a little bit annoyed about it. I feel like we finally got a little bit of the rub of the green there, which was completely negated down the other end when Milner did do that clearance off the line, because Adrian absolutely clattered Ryan Fraser in that move. And if you watch it back, how that's not a penalty, I don't know. So, you know, these decisions sort of work themselves out. It's a tough one for me. I feel like there's enough of a push to mean that Joe Gomez does overstep the ball and it does adjust his sort of run, but it's fine like margins. And to be honest, I have to go back to how VAR is affecting the game and how I watch it, because I didn't celebrate the goal because I was so certain that the VAR was going to pull it back and review it and ultimately go against us, that I didn't even celebrate a goal against one of the best teams in the world, and I didn't even celebrate it. That's why I think the whole thing sucks.
Yeah, I think it's actually affecting the players on the pitch, because, not saying this was why Bournemouth scored, but you could tell maybe one or two of the Liverpool players mentally switched off because
they gave up.
Yeah, really, they believe that the ref hadn't blown, but VAR would of course take a look at it. You mentioned that, you know, it was at Anfield. You did go 1-0 up. Were you dreaming then, Alex? Because this is a Liverpool side, as frightening as they are and the blistering run that they are currently on, it hasn't been great in the last few games, and it was 1-0. Nathan Aké nearly doubled the lead, obviously, but it was then your own undoing, shooting yourselves in the foot twice, Bournemouth giving away possession. We know it was young Jack Simpson as well. He's young. The errors will come. It's just annoying that it was in a game like that, but annoying that it was Bournemouth's own undoing, Alex.
We have a phrase for this, don't we, Charlie?
We do. It's one I enjoy it as much as I don't want it to be heard.
Yeah, we Bournemouthed it. We did.
We I did set it. You up there nicely.
Yeah, you did. You pitched it to me and I hit it out of the park. It's so frustrating because we are the masters of our own downfall sometimes. And interestingly, with Jack Simpson, who I think at the time I was livid with, but he did... He seems to get a bit of the raw end of the deal. He comes
I'm
on
glad
against
you've calmed
City.
Down.
Yeah, well, he comes on against City, and he comes on against Liverpool, and he plays, and it normally takes him about 20 minutes to settle in the game. And actually, after those 20 minutes have passed, he looked pretty settled, and he looked far more comfortable. It's just such a shame that it takes those 20 minutes for him to really settle in, because I think actually he gets targeted. I think Steve Cook is, if he's out for as long as they think he might be, that's a big, big blow. We're relying on Simon Francis to come in. And as I said last week, you know, you can't ask for when people like Simon Francis come in, you at least know they're going to give you everything, even if their body is starting to not be at the same standard as it used to. You at least know they're gonna fight for you, and and give it some in a relegation battle. So, you know, it could be worse, but it's more injuries. It's more injuries. I mean, where's our luck? Billing didn't look particularly comfortable when he came, when he got shattered by Dom Solanke, of all people. So, you know, where's our luck? It's got to turn up some point.
It has got to change. We said maybe getting a little bit of that rub of the green. Can that carry over into that massive game against Palace on the weekend? We'll cover that. But Alex, as you always do, getting great interaction on social media. A couple of questions into the show tonight. This first one from Sophie at Sophie Bournemouth saying, once Eddie finds a format that works, does he overplay it, giving opposition a chance to kind of suss us out? Would a switch up every other game be better?
I think that's a really good question. I think that certainly a plan B, I never really recognise us having a plan B. So while I think it's always good to sort of stick with your footballing philosophies and drill that into the players, there does need to be a plan B for if you do go 1-0 down, or you know, if it's not quite working. And for me, I don't always recognise there being one. So I think that's a real good point. And I think it's something that as a manager develops. He has been in the game quite a long time. I think he's the longest serving Premier League manager now. But that doesn't mean that he has learned it all, and it doesn't mean that he's fully developed as the manager that he has the potential to be. I think he joined us when he as manager when he was in his early 30s, and you know, that's, he got chucked into the deep end. And I think tactics and things like that you can learn, and you can grow and develop. I don't think man management or motivation, I think that's a sort of a talent that you're born with. And I think there's an argument for there needs to be some more flexibility in the way he approaches games tactically.
Yeah, it's such a good point there when we're talking about Eddie and formations and tactics. You've had another question into the studio, this time from regular Patrick Devitt. He's actually put two questions, both are good. I want to read them out. The first one, what did you make of the big deal for Bournemouth fans on the weekend? Harry Wilson being in a Liverpool tracksuit jacket on Saturday, has this been blown out of proportion? I actually watched him before the game talking. I actually didn't see the Liverpool tracksuit, actually, so that's news to me. And also he asks, given our run, plus our improved performances, how many points do we need from these final 9 fixtures?
Well, I think with the Harry Wilson thing, it was during the game. He was up in the stands, and apparently, he released a statement, which I do think it's ridiculous, and I do think it got blown massively out of proportion. I don't understand how people can get offended by a coat that he's wearing of his actual employers. Like, I don't understand how. Surely there are more pressing things to get upset about than what badge someone's wearing on their coat, but. He got a bit stick, and he felt the need to release a statement to say, you know, I was wearing a coat because, you know, believe it or not, up north is cold and I didn't have a coat. And that's that. There's nothing to it. I think, you know, while I'm not, I like Harry Wilson, and I think he's really, really tried for us. So I don't see that as a slight on anything he's done. And the second question was, how many points do we need? I think I think what we've got 20 what we on 27 or 20 yeah I think we're, I think we need another 10 I think Ooh, we need another 10
three short of the magic 40, Alex.
I don't think we're going to need 40. I think we need another 10, just because looking at the teams that are in that bottom six, so many of them are playing each other regularly that they've got to take points off each other. So, you know, that's a minute. I'm going to say 37 is the figure we need to hit, and I think that's possible. I think we can get a win on Saturday. I think we can hopefully get a win against Newcastle, and I think our remaining points will come against teams that do what we do when we're comfortable and when we're safe. When we're already on the beach, and we're going to be playing teams near the latter end of the season that. Have already sort of finish their season and they're already comfortable, and I think that's where we'll get our points from.
Well, the magic number is 37. 3 points on the weekend would go a long way into securing that. It is going to be stressful for the Cherries fans on this run in the business end of the season, but you can take the stress out of managing your business with Churchill. Churchill Standard Policy provides 1 million of public liability cover with access to our 24/7 legal helpline, not to mention a range of add-ons including cover for your tools, business equipment, personal accidents, and employers' liability insurance. Visit the public liability page on churchill.com. Churchill is underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Bournemouth Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined by my fantastic co-host, Alex Deutsch, to talk everything where the Cherries are concerned. And we've already seen with your tweets tonight, you can get involved. You play a part in these fan shows, giving you a voice to have your say on your team. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Alex, still so much for us to discuss. I know what we really want to talk about is that Palace game on the weekend at home. It is vital. But before that, a little bit of news around the club this week. Jordan Ibe obviously fined over that coffee shop crash. Eddie Howe saying that there is still a chance, but there is a long way to go for him. What do you make of this whole situation?
I think it's desperately disappointing, to be honest. I think when he left Liverpool, for me, he was one of the first big signings that we made. A player from Liverpool, a player that I'd sort of seen his rise, and you know, some of the Liverpool fans were saying he had the potential to be the next Raheem Sterling, and he's been anything but. It's been a really, really disappointing transfer. Really disappointing. Just career with us, I think, and I'm not sure where he goes from here. I think in terms of raw ability, he's definitely got raw ability. It's whether or not he's got the footballing brain to be able to translate that into anything useful in a Premier League side. As you drop down the leagues, you can afford to do that a little bit more. You can afford to just be raw and drive at players and allow things to happen based on your natural ability and you know what just feels natural. But in the Premier League, there's a lot more intelligence involved. And for me, I didn't ever witness any of that footballing intelligence. So you know, his contract's up at the end of the season. I don't see there a chance that he'll be with us in the summer, and I just think it's just all a bit sad, to be honest, because you know I think both sides wanted him to do well, and he didn't. He struggled.
Yeah, he struggled, and it is so sad because Eddie Howe saying there is a way back for him, but you talk about that contract, you know, being rung down. It's so hard because he was that big money signing at the time, come with so much potential from Liverpool, was going to get the game time at Bournemouth, and it hasn't worked out like that. And it ultimately, Alex, it is just really just heartbreaking to see, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think some things don't work out for natural reasons. I think sometimes players can help themselves a little bit more than, in my opinion, he did. I felt like his head dropped halfway through the contract, and you know I feel like you know even in his sort of court statements he started making some wrong decisions, maybe both on and off the pitch. And it, you know, it's just a view of someone who has gone down a different path to the one that probably would have done him a lot of favours, and now you know he's at a big crossroads in his career, and I don't know where he goes from it. I think he might end up abroad. But for me, you know, it's not. I don't know him as a person, so I'm, you know, I can't say anything in that element. But in terms of how Bournemouth fans will see him, that he will be, it will be recognised as a flop. And it's, you know, it's the one that, you know, I'm on the show constantly defending Eddie Howe's transfers. This is one I can't defend. It just didn't work. It was a lot of money at the time, and there's absolutely no argument against the fact that it was a flop.
Yeah, it's so true, and you have defended the recruitment, and that's why it kind of made me a little bit sad when I saw this, because I would know your thoughts on it. We've had another tweet into the studio, albeit from Sophie. Again, she's actually put one more, but of course, you can ask as many as you like. She said, Alex, can we gain the points if the games go behind closed doors? We know what's happening with coronavirus at the minute, and Sophie's put, we're the 12th man in most games. Can we maintain the fight? Can the team maintain that fight if the fans aren't there providing their voice?
That's really interesting. I would say that I think, yeah, we are. I think the fans do make a massive difference to the games, and you could argue that at this stage of the season, you know, every meeting with each team is played twice, isn't it, home and away. You could argue that if we played, say for example, Leicester away, and it's not even, it's not a home and away fixture, because ultimately we never got to play that game at home because we didn't have the fans. So it's interesting to see how the Premier League going to deal with it, because in the interest of fairness, I don't know how you could continue playing the games behind closed doors. I also don't know how they're ever going to pick up any sound, because I imagine the language on that pitch without the crowd sort of muffling it, it's going to be horrific. So I don't know how they're going to clear that up. But if I had my way, I would say let's cut the season here and let's start again in August and let's just pretend this whole thing never happened. And I'm really sorry, Liverpool. Well done, but unfortunately you can't win it.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go down on Merseyside, but it's a great point about the audio. But it is interesting, because obviously Serie A today announcing no games now until April. All those games have been postponed, so maybe the Premier League might not be too far behind. We're hearing about all sporting events, but the one that we really care about is this weekend. It is Palace. They did beat Watford on the weekend, so really kind of done the Cherries a favour. It's massive, Alex. What do you make of it?
Oh, it is huge. And if we can continue to play how we have been playing, I think we can win. I have no reason to think we won't. It's whether or not this injury to Steve Cook really disrupts things. And actually, it's whether or not we have Philip Billing, because he's been very, very, very good the last few games. He's made a real difference to how we've been playing. So it really, like the rest of our season, it really sort of is in the balance depending on what players we have available. I strongly suspect Steve Cook won't be anywhere near the squad. So it's whether or not we can get Philip Billing fit and ready to play. And if we can, I honestly think that going forward, we look a real threat. And we have that spark and creativity that we've been missing all season, and we've managed to find over the last five or six games. So if we can continue that, combined with how good our home form's been recently, and the fact that as Sophie said in that message, the fans have been a 12th man, the players, the manager, they've all said it, they've all admitted it. We do make a difference. So you know, it's huge, but I am going into that game thinking we can win that.
Yeah, and obviously they don't score many goals, Palace. Bournemouth starting to look a little bit better creatively now. Very quickly then, Alex, what is your score prediction?
3-1 Bournemouth.
Come on, the Cherries. It is massive on the weekend. Alex, you've been so positive tonight. You're making me now believe they can do it. They will do it, starting with this weekend. Me and Alex will be back at the same time next week. Win, lose or draw, the good and the bad, the ugly for the Cherries. But it is the Bournemouth Fan Show every Monday night, 10:30 to 11, right here on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.